We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
As the nation hands us this historic mandate, we must rise to the challenge and to the level of expectations. And Parliament must change so that we in Parliament are working for you, the British people.
There's Boris Johnson celebrating a tremendous victory. My friend Katie Hopkins joining us this morning. And Katie, he is going to make London great again, right?
That is exactly what's going to happen. And I have to say, just as a warning to your listeners, I have been gloating like a cat that got the cream for about 24 hours. I am simply intolerable right now, so be prepared.
Well, you have been eviscerated on Twitter and social media for your support of Brexit from the beginning, and a lot of people felt like you were going to get your comeuppance with this vote, and instead, we're looking at the biggest conservative win, I was told, since Margaret Thatcher. Is that true?
Oh, I don't. It makes all of the hair on my little arm stand on end when I hear you saying that back to me. But yes, the biggest win for a conservative government since Margaret Thatcher. I was recently in America saying to people, listen, we're nearly there. The Thatcher and Reagan years are nearly back with us. And I really believe it's true. Boris Johnson really romped home to victory. And what it's done, I think, and certainly from all of the emails and messages and people I've received, is it's been so restorative here in the UK, because there's a real sense that not only have we got Boris in government, but that the British people have been determined to be heard, and they are in some senses fighting back for populism and to put British people first. And that's just such a emotionally overwhelming thing. It's just an absolute delight.
It sounds familiar. It sounds familiar. I mean, I believe that what this vote did is it restored people's confidence in the fact that when you go to the polls and you make a decision like the British people did on Brexit, that matters. And you've had politicians trying to walk it back and argue that it didn't. And I think we're going to see the same thing here in 2020 with Donald Trump.
I think this is the exact parallel you're going to see. Not only did people have their voices heard, people who had voted Labour, so Democrats, all their lives, people whose father's father's father was a miner and voted left, Labour, Democrats, they voted in support of Boris Johnson because he was supporting the will of the people. And that is something really noble. And what we saw as it played out through the night last night, I haven't been to bed yet because I just don't think I can sleep for the next at least year and a half, but is that we saw one by one, every single traitor, every single MP who ignored their electorate and tried to not let Brexit happen was removed from their powerful position. And I think that's what we're going to see in America. I think the Democrats will be punished. If you were involved in the impeachment idiocy around Trump, you are going to be punished. And if you are part of the Jew hatred, which I'm very sorry to say was permeated through the Labour Party, the left, Jeremy Corbyn here, you are going to be punished in the polls because people aren't going to stand for it. So I think massive parallels for America.
Well, I love your insight on this. And not to get too much in the weeds, but I did read a story this morning where there was a different outcome in Scotland and in Ireland. Does this mark the beginning of the end of the UK or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you could be right. So many people will know, of course, and not wishing to be in any way patronising, but, you know, the UK is made up of England and Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland. Now, what last night also brought, which I'm, you know, beyond triumphant about, as we can all hear, is a wave of nationalism, a sense of being proud for your country. Now, what that also means, of course, is that Scotland there, the nationalists did well. In Ireland, the nationalists did well. So I do think that unless Boris can do something quite dramatic to bring cool Britannia back together, then I do think we could see the breakup of the union. But I would say, when Boris Johnson was London mayor, some of you may remember the clips of him dangling from a high wire. There was a real sense of pride in London and being British. And I just wonder whether Boris has the personality, the tenacity, and the general overwhelming kind of positivity that might help keep this country and all of the other bits of it together. But yes, it was a win for nationalists in Scotland. I should say, just as a very quick and brief moment, that the leader in Scotland, the leader of the Scottish nationalists, is a despicable little woman that I simply cannot stand. I call her the ginger dwarf from the north, and indeed that is what she is. So as much as I respect people's right to be nationalistic, I do think the Scottish nationalists aren't necessarily a bunch of people that England and English people get along terribly well with.
Well, Katie, I tell you, congratulations on your smashing victory. I couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you so much for sort of withstanding my obnoxious gloating. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, Katie. Thank you so much.
And you too. Thank you.
Katie Hopkins there, at Katie Hopkins on Twitter. If you just want an example of how horrible a Twitterverse can be, go look at some of the comments and the trolls who troll Katie all the time on Twitter. It's really pretty amazing to watch.
She seems to be doing okay though.
I think she's okay.
Does. Yeah.
She's dancing on some graves over there right now. I loved her reference to Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan. That was fantastic. That brings back a chill down my spine too. Those were the days. 314-241-9797. Thomas Gipping from Heritage is going to talk us through what's going on in the Senate next week. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.